Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hello, everyone. I am hosting solo today. Lisa is away, but she will be back next time. Our next guest is a powerhouse woman who made it her mission to create a better world for our children by feeding them healthy, organic food. Shazi Visram is considered by President Obama as not only an outstanding businesswoman, but also a leader that all of us can emulate. Wow. Welcome to the show, Shazi.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
I'm really excited to speak with you because I want to hear a little bit about your story and what inspired you to launch Happy Family Brands.
Sure. So it's just been a long, crazy ride, but about 10 years ago, I was struggling to think about what am I going to do to kind of fulfill my personal mission and also kind of figure out a way to create abundance in my life. And I recognized that the best way for me to do that and change the world was through organic baby food. And I was inspired because I saw that we have so many challenges for our children in our country. And while there are a number of topics out there, like peace in the Middle East or global warming, that might be hard for a few people to get together in a room and figure out, for me, there's a clear answer to solving a lot of the challenges that our children are facing with their health. And that's to start them in a toxin-free environment with all the right food. And so I made it my mission to kind of change the way children are fed from that day and started dreaming up ways to improve baby food and make it delicious and amazing and real and super nutrient dense. And Happy Family was born.
That's amazing. And it's also what I love about Happy Family is that it's also very convenient. And as a mom, I have three kids myself. I know how hard it is sometimes to be able to feed our kid healthy foods, our kids when we're on the run or we're doing things. So I love the fact that, you know, the food that you do make available is so portable and so convenient. Was that part of your initial strategy when you launched the company?
Well, initially what I wanted to do was create a premium alternative to the jar of baby food. So, you know, nowadays the baby food landscape has changed dramatically, but when I started, it was all jars. And and we launched actually with a frozen line of baby food because it, for us, is the very next best thing to homemade. And we're all about supporting a lifestyle of homemade food and getting moms in the kitchen and dads and like making preparing food being a part of life. And so we launched this line of frozen, and it was like little ice cube trays of different flavors. So it'd be black bean, bananas and quinoa, or you know, a dal or something, and it just didn't have the market traction because we were launching a baby food in the freezer and people didn't know it was there. And so initially the strategy was to create a premium alternative to the jar, and we couldn't make it work with frozen, even though it was such a beautiful product. And so we started innovating in the dry set, and the approach to innovation was, how do we create enlightened alternatives to these items that are selling, you know, to parents en masse, but they're not organic and they don't have supreme nutritional benefits, and they're not using nature's best nutrition to its highest advantage for our children. So we started innovating there and really making progress. And then in, around 2009, we kind of stumbled on that next best alternative to the jar, and it's the pouch. And that was part of the Holy Grail, because it's for today's consumers, it's like we as moms, we need not only something that's convenient, but something we feel really, really good about. So now you can buy a pouch of, one of our flavors, and it's coconut milk and butternut squash and raspberries and sweet potatoes with salvia chia, and feel really good that it's also, you know, something aspirational that you might make at home, but it's also like really convenient in a pouch and you can feel good about it. So it's definitely part of the equation.
What I love too is that, I mean, like you said, I mean, it tastes delicious. And I know my four-year-old loves it. She went crazy for it. And especially your new line, your Love My Veggies pouches. Tell me a little bit about that. What inspired you to launch that?
So, toddlers in America really aren't getting enough vegetables. It's only 5% of toddlers get enough green vegetables in their daily diet. And the number one consumed vegetable, which we might all know, is potatoes. And it's in the form of French fries. And so we really wanted to make that problem, make it an easier problem to solve for moms. And a big piece of it is, as you said, is the convenience. And so the pouches are really great, and what you'll find is they're an awesome way to create a higher quality product than a jar, but it's still a matter of what you put into it, and not all brands are the same. So at Happy Family, we really focus on putting the absolute most nutrition in each product that we create and make them sing. And the Love My Veggies line, is what it's great is it's primarily vegetables. So each pouch has a full serving of vegetables, whether it's beets or sweet potatoes or carrots, and they taste utterly delicious. So, when you're shopping for pouches, primarily, you know, there's a lot of fruit-based pouches, and these are phenomenal because they taste great, but it's primarily veggie. So it's a nice way to get a lot of organic vegetables into your kids in a fun format, too.
I love that. And I think for kids especially, and like you said, they don't really get enough green vegetables, or they don't get enough vegetables. And I think making it fun and tasty, I mean, you've got a winner there just for those two alone, right? I mean, obviously the kids want to have a fun factor and they want to be able to love what they're eating because they're so picky with their taste buds. So
it's definitely hard to please everybody at the table, mom, dad, and the kids, but we work really hard. And I think with Love My Veggies, we definitely have a winner. It's a phenomenal product. I will get your family some so you guys can try them.
You know what's interesting is I'm very much about nutrient-dense foods, and especially when it comes to our kids, because they don't eat a lot, and when they do eat it, you want it to really pack some nutrition. And I know in my house, we've got my older kids are very picky, and it's one of those things that, like you said, is at least you know what they are eating it, anything from Happy Family, at least you're getting something that is nutrient-dense, and they're feeding their bodies with the vitamins and minerals that they need. Tell me a little bit about your nutrition shake, because I thought that was really interesting, too.
So a lot of the items that we have, we want to be a complete line of organic nutrition for parents to turn to. And we felt like there was a real gap in the marketplace when, you know, you've got a child that needs extra nutrition and extra calories. And, you know, there's Pediasure, which has been on shelf for quite a while. And we wanted to create a really enlightened version of a Pediasure type of beverage that moms could feel good about in terms of the ingredient deck. And so the nutrition shake is just a phenomenal way. So my son has a lot of nutritional deficiencies, actually. He has a number of challenges that we're working on. And and unfortunately, he can't drink it now because he's off of dairy. So Lisa and I talked about making a vegan version. But the nutrition shake has...
Definitely.
It has... the vitamins and minerals that, you know, our children need on a daily basis. It's got the right balance of calories and protein and fat. And again, they're phenomenally delicious. Like the chocolate one tastes like a really yummy chocolate milk. So we're really proud of the way we've been able to formulate and kind of get that one right. It's a great, great item. And a lot of moms email us saying thank you because they felt like they didn't have a great alternative. And now they do. So...
Well, I definitely would look forward to a vegan one because I do think there's so many kids now who are have allergies to dairy. So I think you'll have both options, which when you do launch it, let us know and we're going to help you get the word out there because I think it would be fantastic.
So yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, we have about 30 seconds left. Unfortunately, this goes by so quickly, but we want to have you back on because I think what you're doing is so important. Just in like 10 seconds or left, if we were going to give advice to moms who are trying to make a difference for their kids when it comes to what they're eating, what kind of advice can we leave them with?
My top piece of advice is to make sure that they have safe, clean food and that you really focus on not just giving them nutritious food, but giving them the nutrients they need based on their age and stage of development.
Definitely words of wisdom. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today, Shazi. You can learn more about Shazi at happyfamilybrands.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at @happyfamily. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa, who's usually here, but not today. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And we have a Happy Family Brands contest right now going on Facebook if you go to Naturally Savvy. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for listening and stay well.